Emergency workers in Russia are looking for clues in the wreckage of the two airliners that crashed within minutes of each other last night. All of the 89 people on the planes died. Security officials say terrorism may be to blame, although they've not yet ruled out other causes, as NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Experts combing the wreckage today discovered the flight, voice, and data recorders from the two Tupolev jetliners. The planes had taken off from the same wing of the same Moscow airport. A young man told Russian TV he saw one of the aircraft flying low before it hit the ground about 125 miles south of Moscow. I saw the plane circle for 10 minutes, then there was an explosion and the plane blew apart and crashed, said the witness. The second plane crashed about 500 miles further south of Moscow. It was on its way to the Black Sea resort of Sochi, where President Vladimir Putin had been spending his summer holiday. He quickly cut short his vacation and returned to Moscow. Siberian Airlines, the owner of the plane en route to Sochi, issued a statement saying it believed an explosion occurred aboard the craft at high altitude. The airline based its conclusions on the fact that debris from the airliner was spread over many miles along the ground. Furthermore, Siberian Air said the craft sent a hijacked distress signal just before it disappeared. Pilots can activate the signal by pushing a hidden button in the cockpit. Russia's Prosecutor General Vladimir Ustinov said all possible reasons for the crashes were being investigated. We're looking at several versions, including the possibility of a terrorist act, as well as technical and human factors, Ustinov said. But Russian aviation specialist Vladimir Bachachov, a former pilot, said given the simultaneous and sudden nature of the crashes, human error or technical problems were very unlikely causes. This cannot be, even if the planes are old. If there were technical problems, the pilots would have had time to communicate with the ground, Bachachov said. In this case, they did not. Bachachov said he thought the most likely scenario was that bombs had been set off aboard the planes. He said even a single pound of high-grade explosives would have been enough to down the airliners. There were telltale signs that Russian officials feared terrorism. President Putin ordered his FSB intelligence service to investigate. Normally, the FSB only gets involved when there's suspicion of foul play. Security measures were also drastically stepped up at airports around Russia. At Moscow's Domodedovo airport, from where the doomed planes took off, the police presence was doubled. Baggage screening was much more rigorous. Many flights were delayed. Despite this, few travelers complained. Many, like Konstantin, displayed a typical sense of Russian fatalism. I'm in an excellent mood. What's there to be afraid of? What happens will happen. There's always a risk, but we have to fly, Konstantin said. If terror attacks did bring down the planes, then radical Chechen separatists are likely to be singled out as prime suspects. Chechen insurgents have claimed responsibility for attacks on civilians in the past. Rebels have vowed to disrupt a presidential election scheduled for this weekend in Chechnya. The contest is sure to be won by a Kremlin-backed candidate. But today a spokesman for a moderate Chechen faction denied any links to the plane crashes. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.